Welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor David Hall. If you'd like to find out more about David or to keep up to date with his ministry, you can visit davidhall.com.au. We hope you enjoy the message.
Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your anointing. God, we thank you for your power. Jesus, we honor you. Lord God, I just pray that today's message would touch hearts and touch lives. Bring transformation by your grace and by your anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you praise for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. Today, I want to speak to you about the Holy Spirit. I want to share with you four things you may not know about the Holy Spirit. Just four things that you might not know. And I really do believe that God's going to bless you today and open your spirit. I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit, there is so much about the Holy Spirit that we need to know and understand. The Holy Ghost came upon Jesus and Jesus did miracles. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, I call them the Spirit of God, the Spirit God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God gets on people and does amazing things, but he's also been very involved and he performs and executes a lot of the will of the Father on planet Earth. And I want to look at four areas you might not know. Number one, the Holy Spirit performed creation. He created the heavens and the earth. The Bible says in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And verse 2 says, the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The NIV says the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. I love this because the Spirit of God is just waiting. He's waiting on those waters. He's hovering on those waters, waiting for one word from God. And God the Father says, let there be light. And right there at that moment, the Spirit of God created the sun. The light came on and the lights have been on ever since. The Spirit of God creates. He created something from nothing. The Spirit of God is, and that's why it's so important we have the Spirit of God in our world, in our ministry, because he has creative power. He can take something that doesn't exist, that all it is something in the realm of faith in your heart, and he gets involved and things begin to get birthed. Churches rise, vision happens, lives are changed, cities are shaken. And if he can create the sun, man, he can do whatever it is that you are believing that it's his will to do. And I want to encourage you, get the Spirit of God working in your life because he can make things happen by his power and his anointing that would never happen outside of that dimension. The second thing that the Holy Spirit does is he performs regeneration. So he performs creation. He performed creation and can perform creation. And he performs regeneration. What is regeneration? Regeneration is when you're born again. And so the bottom line is the Bible tells us that in the book of Exodus, he says, I'll give you a new heart. This is at your conversion. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I'll remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. John reemphasizes that in chapter 3. Well, Jesus does. And he says, but in John's gospel, he says, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. Jesus said to Nicodemus, he says, you must be born again. This process of the new birth is made possible through Calvary, but it is performed, the born-again experience is performed by the Holy Ghost. That's why the Bible says that no man can say, Lord, Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. I love this because it says in Psalm 104, verse 30, it tells us, when you send your spirit, they are created and renew the face of the ground. We know that the Spirit brooded over the waters of creation and brought everything into being through a creative act, and he does the same creative act where he creates a heart of flesh where there's been a heart of stone. That's why Paul said, I'm a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, everything becomes new. He says, it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. I live having faith in the Son of God. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. Why? Because the Spirit of God regenerated him and changed him. And there's a regeneration. It's a creative process, but it changes you. It takes you from hell to heaven in a moment of time. Thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. I love this. And you know, the beautiful thing is, I love how Jesus, in the book of John, he walks up to his disciples after he had resurrected. This was before he fell on the day of Pentecost. And he says to them, he breathes on them, he says, receive the Holy Spirit. And it was that moment regeneration happened because of an empty tomb, an empty cross, and a crucified and a resurrected Christ, and a crucified Christ, but a resurrected Christ. He died that you and I might be able to have redemption. And at that moment, he released that redemptive power. He breathed on them, and the Spirit of God, just as he breathed into lifeless clay and formed man, he breathes into lifeless man and brings regeneration, and you are born again by the Spirit of God. I love what the Spirit of God does. Number three, he's the author of the Word of God. He authors. The Bible tells us that all Scripture is God-breathed. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the King James says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And the best translation for that would actually be to say all Scripture is expired. That means breathed out. In other words, the breath of God, one breath of God into man brought what we have in our hands, gave us the Bible. The Bible is the product of the breath of heaven, the breath of God, the same breath that created man, the same breath that saves your life, that changes you, the breath of God that regenerates, that same breath of God is what has given us the Bible. I don't know about you, but that's why I want the Holy Spirit in the church that I pastor, in the meetings that I preach all across the world. That's why I need his power and presence, because if one breath of God can give us 752,000 verses that point us to living right, that point us to Jesus, that show us the way we should walk, talk, live, and be, I need that same breath working in my life. And how good is God that he didn't just stop at that moment and say, here's your Bible. Go in peace. I've given you what I've given you. He breathes on us every day. We can have the power of God's Spirit alive on the inside of us. Another thing that the Holy Spirit. Number four, and this is my final thought for today, he resurrects. He resurrects. The Bible says in Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. And a man wrote in an article that I read, and he says this, George O. Wood says, the Spirit is the agent transferring the eternal life of God to us. The Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you and me. Can I tell you, I want to stay fresh. I want to stay fresh under the anointing. And you know, I want to stay fresh under his presence. And that's why the breath of God, if he breathed on the Word of God, and that's a great way to read the Word, is just say, God, would you anoint me to read? You anointed it to be given. But God, as I read this Word, anoint me to receive what you want it said. Anoint it to come upon me. The Word is anointed, but we can ask God to anoint us to receive something from heaven. I mean, we can have resurrection life. You might have dead dreams. Let's believe God for the Spirit of resurrection to bring those back. Those things that the enemy's stolen, God wants to give back by his grace. Maybe you're sitting here today and you're feeling away from God. I don't know how you've come to hear this message. I don't know where you are. I don't know what year it is. I can tell you right now, it's December 2014. I'm sitting in Singapore sharing this, but I don't know where you are. But what I do know to be true is the message doesn't change, and the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the same power that was on Jesus when he did miracles, the same power that created this planet is available to you right now. And my prayer, my desire, and my hope in my heart, my earnest cry out to God is that you would know the Spirit of God in a greater way and be refreshed, be empowered, be touched by his anointing. Let's pray, and then you have a great day. But God, I just pray your Spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace, the touch of your hand would come upon your people today. And Lord, I just ask that you would come by your fire, come by your anointing, come by your grace. Lord, let the supernatural hand of God be released into people's lives right now. Father, I ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus. Let the power of heaven flow like a river. God, I'm asking you right now that people listening to this podcast would be touched, would be changed, would be empowered by your Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.